Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Andrew Millen.
And you're all very welcome back to the Celtic Soul podcast, the first of the new season. And today we'll be getting the view from Japan from Dan Olovitz, who's a journalist with the Japan Times. And Dan has always been a great source of information for us since we start dipping into the Japanese market. And indeed, when Andrew Postecoglou came, he told us what we were in for, and he wasn't wrong. We great two seasons under Ange, and now, who would have saw it? Who could have seen this one coming? Brendan Rodgers back in the hot seat. You know, I think most people are happy that he's in. I think some people still hold grudges, but I think on the whole, he'll be judged on his football results and nothing else, because I think, you know, people are slowly realising that players come and go and managers come and go, but the fans remain loyal the whole time. But, you know, it's a business, and these players and managers are in it for what they can get out for themselves and how they can better their careers. So I've no hard feelings towards Ange. I wish him the best of luck at Tottenham. I welcome Brendan back. I'm looking forward to seeing how we can improve the team, because it's going to be a big season, Champions League, two cup competitions, and of course the bread and butter of the SPPL. There, you know, plenty to play for, and we need it. We're going to need a big squad. So please excuse my snuffles. I have a cough and a cold. I've been out walking the dog and getting wettings. So Henrik loves it, but me not so much. So it's in my chest now. So as I said, stick with me. And if I start spluttering or coughing during the podcast, please forgive me. And if you're a first-time listener or viewer to the podcast and you're watching on YouTube, please hit the subscribe button and the notification button. You'll never miss an episode. And also give us a thumbs up and leave a comment if you wish. And once again, look, thanks very much for the continued support of the fanzine. Issue 127 is almost sold out. I think there's 5 copies left on the desk. And if you'd like a copy, visit CelticsFanzine.com and you can hit the buy button there, and we'll post it out to you later on. Also, thanks very much for visiting the website, for reading our blogs, listening to the podcast, and for attending our live events. And a big shout out to all the sponsors. We wouldn't be able to do this without you. And without further ado, let's get Dan on. Dan, the man from Japan. Dan Olovitz, journalist from the Japan Times. It's been a while since we chatted, Dan. How the hell are you doing?
I'm great. It's hot. It's I hope everyone who's coming here for the friendly, you know, bring your sunscreen, bring a towel, dress lightly. But no, it's good to be back, and congratulations on the treble, I guess I should say.
Well, thanks very much. It was a great season, and indeed it was how I started speaking to you, I think, was when Ange Postecoglou was named manager. Ange has since moved on, as you well know. He's now down in London, the riches of London. But he came into the club. He owes us nothing, really. He was there for 2 seasons. He won 5 trophies, including that great treble last year. And, you know, we competed in Europe. He improved the team, and he took a team over that was, let's face it, in disarray. We just lost. We were going for 10 in a row. We just lost the league. John Kennedy was caretaker manager after Neil Lennon had left or was sacked. And he just came in, rocked up Celtic Park on his own, just a toothbrush in his pocket, no backroom staff, and turned the club around. So you were right in what you said. You said we were going to enjoy his time there, and we were going to play some great football under him. So thanks very much for that pre-advice.
No, it's exactly the same as we saw from him in Yokohama for I guess, three and a half seasons, essentially. He came in. The legacy he left is immense. But, you know, it's unfortunate. You always wish it was longer, but you do have to enjoy the ride. And I think that it was a hell of a ride for Celtic fans. Incredible to see what he brought to the club and the way that he connected with everyone involved with it. And the contributions that he made to Japanese football by bringing in the players that he did and how they're performing. And I think that that's going to go down as huge in Japanese footballing history in the next few years.
Yeah, I know you're in Japan. The Celtic fans are in Japan. They've started to arrive. Two preseason friendlies, one against Yokohama and one then up in Osaka against Gamba. So what's the build-up been like in Japan? And has the Ange, you know, Ange leaving the club, has it affected ticket sales or interest?
Yeah, to answer the second question, to leave that, I would say that I think without Ange, the ticket sales for the Yokohama game in particular aren't as strong as they perhaps would have been. I don't have any firm numbers, but I was checking earlier on the sales sites just to see which tickets are still available. And it looks like the lower bowl of Nissan Stadium, which fits well over 70,000 people, is close to, maybe, I don't know if it's quite selling out, but it's getting there. So I think that the lower bowl will be pretty full. As for the upper bowl, not too many takers, just tons of empty seats, but that's what happens when you have a stadium that's so big. So ideally you do want to see at least 25,000-30,000 in there. They just had over 40,000 for the Kanagawa Derby on Saturday against Kawasaki Frontale. So that remains to be seen. And to be honest, I'm not super up on what the Gamba numbers are, but I think that for everyone involved, the Yokohama game is sort of the biggest one, just because of the connection to Celtic and especially Maeda and Tomoki Iwata having their homecoming.
Yeah, and like the Japanese fans are kind of fanatical about these players.
Absolutely, and especially Maeda, given his performances at the World Cup, he has really established himself as a national team player. Iwata was the heart of the squad in 2022 when Yokohama won the J-League. And yeah, it'll be nice for them. It's always great to see the local boys come home, especially when they're playing for European clubs. And it's, I think that there's been a lot of football happening this year. We had league games through Sunday. So we're heading, this will be the first of many friendlies that are taking place in Japan over the next three or so weeks, but hopefully it's a good one. I think that the Marinos fans will be up for it. They've had a tough week. They lost in the Emperor's Cup to Machida Zelvia, and then a very late loss to Kawasaki in the Derby. I think that the goal was scored in the 93rd minute of stoppage time. So they'll definitely be looking to turn things around. And I think that these two friendlies they have this week against Celtic and then against Man City will be a good chance for those players to make an impression and to show that they still have the fire in their bellies, so to speak.
Yeah, and Celtic fans, as I said, are arriving. They won't be arriving in the thousands, I wouldn't imagine, because it's so far away. But a lot of the Australian boys are gone, and I've been finding them on social media, and I have to say I'm slightly jealous. I would have loved them to go, but it was just too far and too expensive for because we have Champions League coming up now, so I have to keep a few bob for my tour of Europe.
Of all the problems to have, you can't go to the preseason friendly because you've got to save money for the Champions League. That's a pretty good problem to have, and it's one that Celtic fans didn't have beforehand. So there you go. Yeah, it is disappointing. I think you would have liked to see a lot more fans come from Scotland and from Europe. I think that there's only two or three accredited media or writers who are coming over. Unfortunately, it's a very expensive flight these days. It's very difficult to get to Europe from, excuse me, it's very difficult to get to Japan from Europe, especially given that, you know, the war in Ukraine is still going on and airlines can't use Russian airspace. So that is automatically adding a lot of hours, to any flight, to say nothing of the cost. I'm going stateside next month, and that's about $2,500 flight round trip. So it's brutal for everyone. It's unfortunate timing, but sort of what can you do? I think that's, it's up to the club to continue, what it's built in Japan and the audience and the fan base here so that maybe not next year, but the year after, you know, they can come back and they can make Japan a regular stop whenever they're in Asia.
Yeah, there was, it's great to see on social media, you have the usual suspects from over this side of the sea. You never miss a game, home or away. You know, these guys will turn up at a pre-season training camp just for a selfie. And that people don't know who I'm talking about there, but I don't want to mention names in case I forget someone. I know a lot of the Aussie boys are gone. And then there's a lot of supporters clubs based in Asia. And there's a lad in Tokyo, and he's doing a great job. He set up a Facebook page, and he's been helping fans with accommodation and travel details and bullet trains and everything. So he's been a great help to people. But as I said, I'm a little jealous, but I have to put my jealousy aside and look forward to the Champions League trips and getting back to Glasgow. But we've benefited from the game being cancelled in Korea because we have it in Dublin now, which is only 30-40 minutes up the road for me. So this will be a treat to get a game that, you know, I'll be home for tea.
There you go. You don't have to fly over. That's as easy as it gets.
It's an unusual one. They don't come enough to Ireland, which is a pity. I think it should be an annual thing because the pilgrimage that the Irish fans make week in, week out is second. There's no other support for any team in the Premier League would come close to the amount of fans that travel from Celtic and how organised it is. You know, buses, boats, flights, trains, planes, you name it. People are travelling weekend, and not just for the big games. There's a clamour for tickets for the stadium. Its season books are sold out for the year. Supporters clubs will have their season book holders, and then there's a clamour then for tickets for any game. And away tickets are getting so hard now with Rangers and Hearts cut the allocations. So, like the likes of Livingston will open up the stadium. They'll do a financial deal because it's beneficial to them. They're a small club. But other clubs like Kilmarnock, who used to give us tickets, and St Mirren, they've decided now to cut our allocation. So getting to away games is getting harder and harder, which is a shame. But at least Livingston have the brains to go, let them in. We'll take one stand, give them three stands, and they come twice a year. So we'll make a financial killing, and it helps them as well. But we're not here to talk about Livingston. We're here to talk about Japan. There's still, even with Ange gone, there's still so much interest in Japan and that Celtic squad. You know, Maeda is a World Cup hero. Kyogo, both recently signed new long-term contracts. And Tomiki Iwata, after 6 months on loan, has made his move permanent. You know, are Celtic still, you know, grabbing the sports headlines over there? Did he appear in the press on a regular basis?
Furuhashi certainly being named the player of the year and getting league MVP, that's a huge accomplishment. The second player to do so after Shinsuke Nakamura, and that's rarefied air right there. I think and it is definitely fair to say that what Kyogo and what Leo did in Celtic, that did lead to them getting called up to the national team in June, as I sort of told everyone. I know that there was a lot of people who were upset that they didn't get called up to the March friendlies, and I just said, calm down. You know, Japan has a lot of friendlies to go before they play competitively again. They'll get their shot, and they did. And it's well deserved. And I think that whatever happened in the last World Cup cycle is done. Everyone is a clean slate, and I think that especially at least for Maeda and Furuhashi, by signing on to these new long-term deals, that is a show of faith from them in Celtic being a club that will advance their careers. Will they stay the entire length of their contract? Obviously, I think that's too far off in the future for us to discuss, but, those new deals mean that if they are sold hypothetically, I'm not I'm not bringing any rumors into the world, but Celtic are going to make a killing. They're going to bring in huge transfer fees for both of them, and eventually for Hatate, I would assume. So that's them respecting the club that has helped establish them as big time Japanese footballers in Europe. It's great to see. I think we didn't get to see too much of Iwata or Yuki Kobayashi last season, a couple appearances, but there was some concern that, well, with Ange leaving and Brendan Rodgers coming in, maybe Iwata wouldn't get signed to a full deal, but he did. And I think that that's really promising to see. I'm looking forward to seeing him get more time next season and hopefully becoming a key part of the squad like his compatriots. And Kobayashi is still developing, but he's got time. He'll get there.
Yeah, Hatate has been a standout player. He's been one of the best players we've had from his come in. He had a little bit of a lean patch, but generally his performances have been outstanding. And look, because we live in a Celtic bubble, when the Japanese squad was announced, like, we were, you know, eyebrows were raised. We were surprised that Kyogo and Hatate were not in the team, and maybe that Maeda was. But then when you watch Maeda in the World Cup and the energy and, you know, I suppose his enthusiasm and everything he brought to that team, like, he was just a workhorse. He worked so hard. Like, what a team player.
He was absolutely what that Japan squad needed. I think that when you're looking at Japan and the national team setup, you do at times, as much as you'd love to see Japan play in a way that fully utilizes Kyogo and Leo, we're not there yet. That's just not how Moriyasu has set things up. And we also don't have a strong enough defense, and we don't have the back line to make Ange ball possible. And in that sense, Maeda was the best fit for the style of play that Moriyasu was trying to accomplish. Now, as I said, going forward, new cycle, clean slate, everyone's got a chance. And I think that the hope is that in these next 3 years, you will see Japan turn into a squad that can use players like Kyogo and Neo to the fullest of their abilities. I think that Leo, I've said it last year that Qatar may have been too early for Leo, but he'll be in the mix in 2026. And I stand by that. I do think that he'll get his World Cup chance.
Yeah, he, and you know what? Like, just from we see, he deserves, you know. And but the whole the Japanese boys have really bought into Celtic. They've bought into the city. They've bought into the fans. Like, Kyogo is, you know, he leads the players at the end of the game when they celebrate in front of the ultras. He seems to be loving life, you know, at Celtic, and it seems to have, you know, under Ange obviously, you know, wanted him when he was in Japan. He was the first player he took, and he just seems to be, you know, I thought he was a little off the pace when he came back from injury. I just thought he was just that little bit, and then, you know, boom, he pops up and he's knocking in goals. Like, and he's that type of player that even if he's having, like, he's not getting the supply, or he's having, you know, not one of his greatest games, he's still capable of popping up and scoring at any time. And he must be a nightmare for defenders.
Absolutely. I think that, you know, the relationship that he has with the supporters, it's the same relationship that he had with his supporters in Kobe and in Gifu before then. I think that Japanese players, you see how close.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
They are to the fans here, and that really speaks to the culture that Japanese football has developed, because remember, the J League is only 30 years old, and part of why it has expanded and part of why Japanese football has been able to evolve is because they've put the community first, and so the players are never kept at arm's distance from the fans. They're doing as much as they can to make sure that connection is there. And so he feeds off that energy, and you can see it, and it's contagious. And for him to embrace that in a foreign country where he was still adjusting to the culture, he's been there for two seasons now. I think he's pretty used to it, but it's fantastic. And I think that him as that role model, it really does show other Japanese players how to do it. And it's great. You love to see it, and you hope to keep seeing more of it.
Yeah, the thing about, like, he would have loved it back in the day, because before we built Lennox Town, which is way outside Glasgow, we had Barrowfield, where the younger teams still train, but the players would have changed in the stadium, the dressing rooms, and would have had to walk. So you had, you know, even back, you know, the Lisbon Lions, the team that won the European Cup, you know, centenary team, Martin O'Neill's teams, you know, the Henrik Larsson's day, and you know, so if you lived in the area, you know, this was a daily occurrence to see the players coming and going, and now it's kind of like, you'll see people maybe outside the training ground. You'll see it are all the big clubs, you know, with their jersey, trying to get a selfie, you know, trying to get an autograph. Whereas before, they were much more, I suppose, you know, approachable. Because now, I think social media as well doesn't help, because, you know, people are getting, you know, players can say nothing or do nothing, because if they recorded even an interview for 10 minutes, it would be, they could cut it down to 30 seconds and make it, you know, make a headline out of it. So you can understand why there is that little bit of gap between the fans and the players. But on the pitch and celebrating with the players, you know, no one does it better than Kyogo. But, like, if I think back when we first started chatting about the Japanese invasion of Glasgow, you always said to me, you know, you didn't expect us to go into the market for defenders. But, you know, you said, no, there's plenty in the midfield and there's plenty up front. But we did go into the market and we signed Kobe Ashi. I hope I pronounced that correct. And now we haven't seen much of him. He's been in the team a little and out of the team. But he wouldn't be, like, Vickers is out injured, he wouldn't be first choice yet. So, you know, we haven't spoken, we never had done a podcast when he signed, and indeed when Iwata signed. So just tell us a little about what we can expect from both of them players.
So Kobayashi, you know, he's still very young. I think he was still sort of in his first couple of seasons at Kobe when they brought him over. An interesting selection, and maybe not one of the strongest Japanese defenders that are out there, but he's definitely got that physicality. He's got that awareness, and you know, I think that the awareness is what you needed more than anything under Ange's system, just because you do need to know where everyone is. You need to be able to feed the ball out. You need to be able to win possession, and it was an interesting signing when it happened, and it's, as you say, we haven't really seen enough of him to tell whether or not it was a good signing. So I'm sort of holding my judgment, but I mean, as a defender, he is very skilled, and he's also young enough that even just training with the first team, he's going to mature and he's going to improve. And as for Iwata, just such a dominant presence in the midfield, and able to press and able to force turnovers, really keen pass distribution, an MVP performance for Marinos last season. And that's a performance that he could have easily done under Ange in 2019 when that Marino squad won the league. I believe he was still with Oita at the time. I'm 99% sure Oita. and they're both not marquee players. They're never going to get the headlines that Maeda Furuhashi and Hatate are going to get. I think that as with any other country, Japan loves a goal scorer. Japan loves a playmaker. The center midfielders, the center backs, sort of an unheralded position. But when you're playing, this style of attacking football, when your goal is to move the ball up the pitch as fast as possible and to connect all the players, that is where it starts, on that back line. So they are the engines, but you're not seeing under the hood. You're seeing, you're seeing how shiny the car is. So I think that, again, playing in the Champions League, you've got the cups, you've got the domestic campaign, they'll get their chances. And they may not be in the national team picture yet. But, you know, as we've seen with the other three players, you play well in Celtic, you play well in Europe, you get your opportunity.
Yeah, it's interesting. You mentioned that we have the cups and we have the Champions League, because it really is going to become a squad game now. Even looking further down the road, like, the Champions League format will change next year. As far as I know, there'll be 4 home games and 4 away games against different teams. If you come out of the group or you drop into the Europa League, you know, it's 10 games. It's a third of your season. So, you know, we should be able to attract better players if you tell them, look, a third of your season is going to be in Europe against, you know, these big clubs. And then with the Saudi money that's coming in now, it's just uncompetable. But with the money we got for Jota, you know, estimated 30 million, you know, and he's going to earn, you know, 100 million. It's like, people talk about life-changing money, but, excuse me, but this is like just, you know, it's, and I wouldn't say it's come out of nowhere, because they own, I think that Saudi wealth fund bought 75% of the top 4 clubs, and they've also bought Newcastle. They're able to bring players in, but they are pushing, and it's, a lot of people believe it's Saudi money that is pushing for the World Club Championships, which will be great for the Asian teams, but they reckon that's going to be, you know, rival the Champions League. You know, that's if they don't buy the Champions League before then. But so squads are going to be so important.
But to your point, I will also point out that a number of Japanese players in this offseason have reportedly received big money offers from Saudi clubs. I believe Hatate may have been one of them. Takefusa Kubo at Real Sociedad was one of them. And they've all said no. They've all turned them down because they want to play in Europe. I think that you will have possibly, you know, some Japanese players who are maybe on the tail end of their European careers, who may get really big offers far beyond what they'll earn in Europe or certainly Japan. They may take it at some point, but for them, playing in top European leagues, domestic and continental, that is the goal for Japanese players. So the fact that they're turning down offers, you hear 20, 30, 40 million euros for some of these players, it does speak to how important it is to play in these competitions. And so I think that what we've seen over the last decade, really 15 years, is Japanese players going to Europe by the dozens. And now more and more are getting established. They're not just going for one season and coming back, but some of them are staying for 3, 5, even 10 seasons. And for now, I think Europe remains the destination. And as long as Celtic can play such a prominent role in European football, you know, as a club, they will continue to be a major destination.
Yeah, it's interesting you say about Hatate, because we heard nothing concrete in that. So obviously we had made the rumor mill in Japan.
Yeah, there's always rumors, and I think that especially at the rate at which Saudi clubs are trying to buy top talent, everyone has been tied to Al Ittihad or Al Saud at some point. But the players, you know, Japanese players aren't going to bite. I think we've had one or two players over the last couple of years who've gone to UAE, or they've gone to Qatar. Shogo Taniguchi, Hatate's former teammate, did so recently. He's in Qatar right now. But it's, you know, you're not going to advance your career playing in Qatar. The Japanese media are not going to follow you in Jeddah or Riyadh. They are going to follow you in Glasgow, in London, in Barcelona, in Madrid. So that's the goal for Japanese players. They want to be in Europe.
Now, one Japanese player that we didn't mention yet that is still on Celtic's books out on loan is the unfortunate and unlucky Iniguchi. I think if memory serves me right, he made his debut against Alawa on a cold night in the Scottish Cup. Saturday evening. I was at the game and he started well and he gets injured. And then we didn't see a hell of a lot more of him. And then he goes out on loan. And I think when we were talking offline, you said he's still injured.
You know what? And I was mistaken. I've gone and looked up the info. So he played the first three games of the season, fractured his ankle, and he was out through May. But he did come back in early June, and he's actually been back since then. I think he's made full appearances in their last five games. I'll admit I haven't seen much of Avispa Fukuoka this season, and they're not going to rise up the standings anytime soon. They're currently 10th in the table. I mean, they could finish, they'll finish mid-table ish, but he's alive. I'll say that he's alive. He's playing. Will he ever get back to Europe again? Maybe not. I feel like I've said it at the time. It was a bet. Ange made a bet and it didn't play out. He was 2 for 3. You can look at it that way. And I don't think that Itaguchi wasn't a bad bet. I think that if he'd stayed healthy, he would have impressed, but he couldn't stay healthy. Just as he had injury issues in his first time in Europe, he just can't. Yeah, really bad luck, and at both Celtic and now at Avispa, and that's just how it's gone.
So Dan, just before we wrap up, it's been a pleasure chatting. It's been too long. I won't leave it so long the next time. I'm just so busy with real life away from football. It's been a busy year.
Away from football? Wow, I didn't know that there was life away from football.
Well there is. Well, sometimes you have to make a few quid to get the money to go to all these football games. So, but look, it's been a pleasure. But just before you go, can you just give us a quick, just a quick minute or two on what the fans can expect while they're in Japan? You said it's going to be warm. Bring the sunscreen. What else can they expect?
I will say, I mean, it's hot, it's humid, it's really hot, really humid, but and it's busy. As people may not know, Japan was closed to tourism until about October, November of last year. The border was pretty tight because of the pandemic, but we're now fully open. I believe they dropped the vaccination requirements. Masking requirements have stopped, although you will see a lot of people still masking up on public transportation. It was maybe 95% back in March, and now it's maybe 40-50% today. But life is returning. I think Tokyo is really vibrant these days. It's been nice to see tourists back. Not so nice to see lines at some of my favorite restaurants that used to be able to walk into these last couple of years. But it's Tokyo is still for my money one of the best city in the world. It's my home, and I'm glad that wherever you're coming from, hopefully you'll get to experience some of it, and you'll want to come back again because it just has so much to offer, and the football is amazing. You can't beat it.
Brilliant, Dan. Thank you so much. And to all the Celtic fans who are over there enjoying themselves, I am jealous. Dan, thank you so much. And we'll talk soon.
Yeah, absolutely. And hey, if you're listening to this and you're out in Japan for these games, I'll be out and about at Nissan Stadium on Wednesdays. So if you see me, say hi, and would love to chat with everyone.
Brilliant stuff! Brilliant stuff! And listen, we can read just your reports in the Japan Times. Can we get a translation?
A translation?
Can we read the Can we read your articles in English?
It's in English.
It's an English newspaper.
I write in English, yeah.
I tried to translate it into Japanese.
Oh, no. We're the oldest English language publication in Japan, 126 years.
So listen, if you send us on the links of the stuff from the time starting over there, we'd love it. We'll post it up on the website and on the socials.
Appreciate it. I've got some great stories I've put out these last couple of weeks. And so,
get them over to us.
Absolutely.
Cheers, Dan. You're a gent.
Thanks, Andrew. Take care.
Well, folks, thank you so much for tuning in. Thanks to Dan for joining us again. Great to get an insight into life in Japan and what it's going to be like for the fans over there. And indeed, the players we have now on our books, because we didn't get a chance to talk to Dan when some of the later editions signed, and we didn't get a chance to talk to him until now. So it's great to get an insight into those players and what futures they may have or may not have at Celtic. The plan is to record regular pods now going forward, bring back the Celtic Soul interviews, which I think people want, and if we can get them back weekly, it would be great. Again, it's down to time. I'm really busy outside with I suppose non-Celtic stuff, so and you know that pays the bills. But we hope to get back in. I think I will have a bit more time this season. The end of last season was a bit hectic on the walk front. And listen, all our content is free. But if you would like to support us, we do not put anything behind the paywall. You can do so by visiting CelticFanzine.com, where you can buy the fanzine, subscribe to the fanzine, buy some of our merch, and you can even donate for the price of a pint if you want to buy us a pint. And all that's on the website, as I said, CelticFanzine.com. And if you're a sponsor with a Celtic mind or a Celtic minded sponsor and you would like to get involved with us, we'd love to have you on board. You can email us at info@celticfanzine.com, and you can also private message us on social media. You'll find us across most of the platforms: Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn and Instagram. For those of you in Japan, I am so jealous. Have a great time. But for us here at home, both games are available on Celtic TV. 7 p.m. kickoff, Japanese time, I believe, and I think it's 11 a.m. Celtic time. So it'll give us a look at Brendan's second stint at Celtic, his first game, his competitive game in charge. I know they've been in Portugal, and some people have been giving out that they didn't get to see the games, but I suppose they were only bounce games and nothing really in them. But we'll hopefully get a bit of a bit of competition and some competitive time out there, because we've got a big season ahead of us. So folks, as I said, thanks very much for tuning in. Keep the faith and talk to you all soon.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.